In a letter addressed to the President of the European Council, Jean-Claude Juncker, six European church and charitable organizations say that current EU migration policy completely ignores the inalienable dignity and rights of the human person.
Well, these people are there, and it's a reality, and migration and irregular migration are a reality. We cannot avoid, and we cannot close our eyes for that and say that it doesn't exist.
Peter Verhaeghe of Caritas Europe points out that the summer season brings with it a dramatic increase in illegal migrants risking their lives to enter Europe. He says that those who survive the sea crossings, if they are lucky, find themselves in overcrowded detention centres, if not at the prey of traffickers. Peter says that to resolve the problem, the EU must start from the point of origin.
Opening legal channels for safe migration to the European Union. So informing people in the countries of origin what kind of labor force or job opportunities there are in the European Union, what are the conditions, and then give the people the opportunity, equal opportunity to apply for a job or for access to the European Union in a legal way, so that they are no longer or less depending on traffickers or smugglers.
Last year, 13,634 illegal immigrants reached Italy's shores by boat. 6,000 were repatriated, and thousands are still in detention to this day, waiting to hear where and when their future will begin. I'm Emer McCarthy.